Natural gas utilities in Massachusetts face an existential crisis, as they could be out of business by mid-century. It's because state law requires emissions from burning fossil fuels like natural gas be cut by 80%. But now a solution that could save the companies and the climate is at hand, or more accurately, underfoot. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman explains.
The biggest energy storage system on Earth is the Earth. Our planet absorbs the sun's solar energy and stores it underground as thermal energy that can be used to heat and cool homes and businesses. Just a few yards down, the Earth's temperature is a constant 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The ground is warmer than the air above during winter, cooler in the summer. You can take advantage of the temperature difference using what is called a geothermal or ground source heat pump. A huge drilling rig takes up a narrow driveway of a private home in Brookline. For 2 days, the drill has been boring into the earth to tap the thermal energy stored below.
How deep are they going? 500 feet.
Really?
Two holes 500 feet down.
Construction worker Brian White looks out from the third floor of the total gut renovation onto the drill site below.
Have you ever drilled any of these like this before?
This is my first experience with geothermal heat.
Once the holes are drilled, plastic pipes are installed and filled with water and antifreeze. The liquid picks up the heat from the ground, and the geothermal pump circulates it through a building. No more furnaces, air conditioners, or hot water heaters. So you might think everyone would dig geothermal. Nope.
This is my second. Thing is, the site has to be appropriate.
Architect Lisa Cunningham designed the gut renovation of the Brookline home to use geothermal energy. The best sites for the earth thermal systems have lots of space where you can put in pipes horizontally, a few yards underground. But because the Brookline lot is so small, they had to drill two holes, two expensive holes, 500 feet deep.
So one thing that's great about having a project like this right in the heart of a very dense town is that we are showing people that it's really not a big deal, that it's actually can be very cost-effective.
What's the round number cost?
The round number cost, this one I'd say, came in less than a comparable gas system.
Really?
Yep.
But that includes thousands of dollars in state rebates and federal tax incentives, which are expiring. And while the technology, the most efficient way to heat and cool a building, was developed in the 1940s, it's been slow to catch on here, says Zainab Maghavi, co-executive director of the environmental organization HEAT, the Home Energy Efficiency Team.
Geothermal ground source heating has been around for a long time, and it has been usually installed one house by one house individually. And it works. However, it is a fairly high upfront cost, and you kind of need to have means and motivation to be able to do it.
So Maghavi, a clean energy advocate, asked, who already digs holes and puts pipes in the ground, has big money, and is motivated to find a new business model? Her answer? Natural gas distribution companies.
It really mirrors the gas system, except it's delivering temperature instead of gas.
Maghavi knows a lot about the gas utilities. Her organization worked with the companies to help identify leaky pipes most in need of repair. Together, they found it would cost $9 billion over 20 years to fix the aging infrastructure. Maghavi suggested a different use for the money. Use it to transform the industry.
The idea is that a gas utility takes out its leaky gas pipe, and instead of putting in new gas pipe, we instead put in a hot water loop. If we're going to invest in infrastructure, let's invest in infrastructure for the next century, not infrastructure that was hot in the 1850s, right?
HEAT commissioned a study to investigate whether there was a way to make geothermal energy appealing to utilities and environmentalists.
We wanted something that was renewable, resilient, reliable, kept gas workers in jobs, equal or lower cost than gas, and safe and doable.
The answer? Networking. The study found that connecting geothermal systems to many homes and businesses ticked off all of the boxes.
And the beautiful thing is that when you interconnect them, the more customers you put on the system, the more efficient it gets.
Maghavi thinks big. She showed the results to senior officials with the largest energy delivery company in New England, Eversource.
They may very well think we're nuts, but they also understood that we were approaching this always from a data and facts-based conversation, and they took us very seriously.
This looks a lot like the gas business that we're in, except it is totally clean.
Penny Connor is Senior Vice President and Chief Customer Officer with Eversource.
Eversource can bring the capital and the expertise to this. We know how to build infrastructure. It's in the public ways, these network systems. We know how to deal with that, and it will allow us to present a really clean choice for our customers.
Eversource conducted its own study of network geothermal heat pump systems and has proposed three different pilot projects to Massachusetts regulators.
That's what we want to prove, that network is even more efficient than doing it in individual. So we're excited to be first in the Commonwealth to propose network geothermal.
Homes and businesses would own their geothermal heat pumps. Eversource would own and operate the system of pipes, sensors, and pressure regulators, converting the gas utility into a thermal management company.
So let me give you an example. Maybe I've got a laundromat that has a lot of heat load, and maybe it's working a lot in the evening. So they are leveraging putting heat back into the system potentially in the evening when others need it for cooling. So you get that benefit.
State regulators are now reviewing Eversource's three network pilot proposals and could give the go-ahead within a year.
I think we can move fast.
Again, Zainab Maghavi from the environmental organization HEAT.
My vision of the future is that we have wires delivering us renewable energy competing with pipes delivering us renewable energy. So thermal power and electric power grids. And the two benefit each other. They're mutually beneficial.
Geothermal, heating our homes with pumps powered by electricity generated by solar and wind.
It's an opportunity to live better.
The promise of a clean energy future could be right under our feet, thanks to an unusual collaboration between a natural gas utility and an environmental organization. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gilliland.
You can have your cake and you can eat it. Make life sweet, it's hard to beat it.